Yo, how are we doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. We haven't
I
spoken
am
for a
sick.
couple of weeks, and it's you've had a birthday in between.
I have. I'm a year older.
Congratulations. Welcome to the 46 Club.
Yeah. I'm a year older, and I genuinely think I'm a year wider.
Excellent. That's good. That's
I'm gonna
good.
go with that. Gonna go
Yeah,
with
yeah,
that.
yeah. Tremendous.
I'm sick to death of the weather,
Oh,
for two
yes.
reasons. One, because it's just constantly raining and it's shit. And secondly, it's probably raining because of global warming. And we've got global warming because people keep fucking killing animals and eating them.
Yep.
It annoys me.
Yes. Good shout. Good shout. Now, to cheer you up, do you want to come on a trip with me?
What a trip down. But yeah, go on then.
We're going to go on a trip. We're going to go on a trip to Cholesterol Corner.
Okay.
Do you remember a few episodes ago I mentioned that I had high cholesterol? And
Oh, yes.
that has let loose a tsunami is probably too big of a word, a ripple of feedback from people who have listened to the episode and provided some tips. So,
Brilliant.
first one is from Stuart, who,
Hi, Stuart.
yes, hi Stuart. Listen to our episode with Bruce, the vegan biker. Stuart said,
Yes.
"Hello, as an ancient vegan and fellow UK vegan biker, I saw this advertised and thought I'd give your pod a listen. I'll listen to more now I know about them." Thank you very much, Stuart.
Hey, good man.
Just a couple of things I'd like to chip in on. And he mentions vitamin D and not only to beware of Vimto, but also breakfast cereal can sometimes have animal derived
Okay.
vitamin D in it, which is
Yes. Yeah.
handy. And Stuart also says there is an excellent chap called Michael Greger who incidentally will be speaking at Vegan Campout this year, and on his Facebook page are various tips to better health through a God, I can't talk. Through a whole food, plant-based diet. To lower
Yes.
cholesterol, it is re recommended to eat four Brazil nuts in one go once a month. It's called Four on the Fourth. I've been doing it for years, and so far, so good.
Wow.
So, on the 4th of March, I had four Brazil nuts,
Bit you
which my wife thought was hilarious.
up.
Yeah, I've done it. So I'm going to do that for a bit, and then
Six months or
I'll
so,
do it for
see how
six
that goes.
months, 12 months, and then do another blood test and see how we go.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Stuart. That's really helpful. I'm going to give another shout out to just going to give a shout out to Mrs. Munsey, who says I've just found your podcast first episode in. Oh my gosh, you will be accompanying me on my runs. Thank you.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. It's either Mrs. Munsey or Mr. S. Munsey, but it's no punctuation in between, so it's one or the other.
Okay.
But anyway,
Bless their
thanks.
heart and
Bless
thanks for
their.
listening.
Yeah. And also,
I've started running. I've started running and I won't be listening to podcasts while I'm running. Particularly our one.
I was going to ask you about this because you are. There's a big announcement to be made, listener. A very big announcement to be made. Because after 2 years of me mentioning it every single episode, finally, somehow,
More than that, more than that,
seeped into Wes's consciousness.
I haven't ran for 7 years.
Wow.
It's
Yes, you
not that
had a
you've been
really bad back
banging off
before you went
the
vegan. Yeah.
phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
We moved up to sunny Costa del Manchester and my back went
Manchester.
and
No.
yeah, I'd been, as you know this, I
Yeah,
was
yeah,
doing
yeah.
tough mudders.
Yeah.
I'd say probably the fittest I'd ever been in my entire life. And then my back went for the final time. It had gone at least twice a year, every year since I was 18. And
Oh, I didn't know
touch
that.
wood. Yeah, touch wood. It's tried. It has tried, but I have found out ways of managing it.
Brilliant.
So one of them ways was not running. So I didn't run. Now I've started running again and I'm finding it quite hard because I'm A, unfit, and B, I'm still struggling with links within my back, particularly my ankles and calves.
Right.
But
And what's the
I'm getting
reason
there.
for you running?
Because I'm 46 and I'm fat.
Yes, but
So,
aren't you? You've signed up for an event, is what I'm getting at.
So I'm signed up for the Manchester 10K, which I am running for Home Start. There's a load of us at work that are doing it. And I thought, you know what? I need to get back into this. I need a reason to do it. So I have put my name forward and I started the Couch to 5K. I'm on week three, but it was 4 weeks ago because I was a bit poorly last week.
Fantastic.
I say poorly. I had a light cold, but I thought I'm not going to try breathing while
No.
I'm running while I've got a cold.
No, that is
Yeah,
that is a challenge.
I'm on week three, and I'm
And you've
just cracking on.
and you've joined Vegan Runners.
That will be happening. I know I messaged you about it.
Yeah.
I will do it. Because like I said to you in the message, I want to do it if only so I can get. Because I think we're wearing Home Start tops, so I couldn't put a vest over it. But I'm hoping to get like a cap or
A buff would be really good.
something, a muff.
Buff, not a muff.
Yes, get a buff.
Yeah.
So that I can wear that while I'm running.
Yes.
But if I am going to wear Vegan Runners, I need to be fit before I go.
Why?
Because I don't want to. Hang on, what's the thing?
Do you want to let the side down?
I don't want to let the side down. Yeah,
No, it's not that running
stuck
club.
At the back, and everyone's going, "Look at you! That's because you've got no protein, mate."
No, it's not that sort
No,
of
it's
running
just
club.
that I'm unfit and old. So yeah.
Yes. Oh, awesome! That's fantastic news. Fantastic. You doing it? You're raising money, or are you just doing it for love?
We've got to raise. I think we've got to raise 100 quid each.
Okay. Well,
so I'll put that out there at some point.
Send me the link, and I'll put it on our link tree, and people can, if they so wish, they can jump on
if
to
they
sponsor
so
you.
Wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why
How about
not?
that? Why not?
Go on then.
It's not a vegan.
I'll figure out how to do that. That sounds like technical on that.
Nah,
so
that's
who
easy.
knows.
It's not a vegan organization, but we had your boss Sarah on, didn't we?
We did.
Back in
We did.
September. And she is vegan. So there we go. Anyway.
Yeah, 100%.
Awesome. That's good news. Well, let's get on to our guest who likes swimming in the sea,
let's
which
do
is
that.
Something I've only done, I think, abroad. I'm not sure I've ever done it in the UK because it's always been too cold.
Yeah, same here.
I'm very delicate.
Yeah.
So if you want to get in touch, come and find us on Instagram. Or drop us an email.
If you do want to drop us an email, you want to ask us so if you want to come on or tell us how great we are, then email howiveganpodcast@gmail.com.
Our guest in this episode joins us from the People's Republic of Cornwall. She can often be found dodging turds while swimming in the sea, taking a dip in her cold tub, or giving tips on reducing plastic use on our Instagram profile. Our guest today is Sarah. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. Have you been for a sea dip today?
I have. I was solo swimming today. So
Oh.
I did a little post on sea safety because I've swam all week with people and I don't tend to solo swim very often now because of blue tits and everything. So I still swim on my own. I don't wait around for other people. If other people can't make it, I think, well, I still want my swim. But I just did a little post on sort of, you know, you wear bright colours, you tell people where you're going, just
Yes.
tips on.
Oh, a
I'd
bit
like
like
to
if you're
think I
going
would.
hiking by yourself or something like that.
Yeah.
That sort of thing,
Yeah,
yeah.
like keep, you know, your warm layers, have a hot drink and stuff, and don't go out of your depth and don't stay too long in case you get cold shock and you're by yourself or anything.
Yes.
So, but yeah,
That makes
like to
sense.
think I know what I'm doing after 3-4 years of being in the
Oh,
sea.
okay. So how did you get into that, first of all?
I've always been water baby, I think, like,
Okay.
just ever since. Yeah. And then it just, I think, like, COVID, it really kicked off because it was that one thing that, you know, you could do outside and it was
Oh, of
free and you
course.
didn't have to come into contact with anybody. Like, you could drive to a place to exercise, couldn't you? That was the rule, which seems really insane now, doesn't it? Like, you could drive for a walk. So yeah, I just used to drive to the beach, swim and come back. And then when you could start sort of meeting up with people again, I was like, oh, actually, I quite like just being outside.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. Yeah.
So have you always been
Definitely.
in the Cornwall area? Has that always been a, is it swimming in the sea
Yeah.
just been a natural thing for you?
Yeah, it's just a big thing down here. Like, just water, we go in it.
Yeah.
Like, I've had friends visit Cornwall on holiday and they're like, so there's water and people just, they just go in. It's a thing. I'm like, yeah. Like, they didn't get it.
Yeah. But for those of us from the centre of the country in Northamptonshire, it is such an unusual thing to just swim in. Like, I'd never consider swimming in a lake or a river around here. Definitely not. But the sea, yeah, we used to go on holiday and swim in the sea, but that was like once a year for maybe a week. That was it.
Oh, couldn't do that. I'd go
But yeah.
mad.
And for me, a drive to the sea would take about 3 hours each way.
Oh no.
So
Oh, couldn't be that far away. That would just make me so sad.
Yeah,
Yeah.
That's a long way to go for a swim.
I think the nearest sea to you is Hunstanton, which isn't
Yeah.
the nicest of beaches.
No.
No disrespect to anybody in Hunstanton, but yeah, it's not pleasant.
It's not a pretty one.
I did some cold dipping last year in some of the lakes up here.
Yes.
But some of them are quite murky, and I like to see the bottom. I don't
No.
like not knowing what's happening beneath my waist.
Yeah, that's
But
true.
Yeah.
So I mentioned dodging turds, Sarah. Is that something that you've had to contend with, the sort of sewage outflows and generally murky, like I
Yeah,
said, murky sea?
every swim, pretty much, I plan. I have to check my Surface Against Sewage app, which is really annoying. Like, pretty much every time I swim, I have to look at where's free today, where's clean today. And it's frustrating when you've only got a certain amount of time before work and you think it's more convenient to go to a local one. And then the only clean one is half an hour away. And I think, well, I can't do it in time. I can't get back. So that's a bit annoying. But a few of the local ones have come up again as clean, so you just have to make the most of it
When you're
but
near.
it's just something that always has to be monitored. But it seems to be a very common thing in Cornwall, just constantly dumping, like,
dumping dumps
on the beaches, yeah,
yeah,
or just like runoff from farms. And
I saw a post, I think it was after that Joe Lycett versus sewage program. I don't know if you saw that on Channel 4, but he made a big thing of it being, you know, sewage pollution. But actually, the vast majority is from animal agriculture.
Yep.
But that's an inconvenient truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, why would they want to stop that? We'll just deal with the floating
I
turds
know.
instead.
Oh, yeah. So I was just saying, some people have just sort of gone, oh, well, this is the only time I've got or beach I can get to. And they sort of go, oh, well, I won't put my head under. I'll keep my mouth closed. And I think, like, you still have other ways in which it could get into your system. And it isn't just a case of
It's
you'll have a
still on
DMV
you.
bug.
Still on
Yeah,
you.
your skin absorbs it. And it's not just, you wouldn't just have a sickness bug for 48 hours and then be fine. Like, I know people that have got 20% reduced lung capacity because of sewage water, or they've got kidney issues. And you can be really poorly.
Wow.
People just don't think about it.
Oh.
It's nasty.
Yeah, that's grim.
And allowed to happen, which is, you know, what blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I
We
know
it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's being done about it. It's just, it's almost like, yeah, it's just part of life. What? Very bizarre
I know.
situation.
Yeah. Shouldn't just have to deal with it, should you?
No. Not when you want to do it for exercise, like you say, you want to get your exercise and be healthy. They tell us to exercise regularly. You shouldn't have to watch out for a load of shit in the water.
No.
Very poor.
I know one of our blue tits met with our local council and said, surely if it's happening that much, is it not classed as an environmental health issue? And they said, horribly enough, it's only environmental issue in tourist season. So the rest of us that live here pay our frigging council tax. It's not, it doesn't matter. We don't matter. It's
You're
only
not
the
important enough.
holidaymakers that boost.
Oh.
Nope.
Oh, my word.
Wow, that is
Absolutely shocked.
terrible.
Oh, it makes me so mad.
Good grief.
No. The little folk that live in Cornwall, we don't, yeah,
Yeah.
we don't matter. No.
Jeez. So I mentioned as well, you like taking a dip in a cold tub because you did some videos on that, didn't you, as well?
My
In
pod,
your pod in your back garden. Yeah.
my pod is upside down in the shed at the moment,
Okay.
drying out
Right.
because I wasn't using it as much. But that needs to be changed sort of every couple of days, fortnight. So if you're not, you know, if you're only using it once or twice and then having to empty, I was thinking of the water consumption.
Oh, yeah, that's a
So
lot, isn't it? Yeah.
yeah, and like most days I am able to get in the sea. It's just the odd day or two a week, like with work, where I maybe don't get it in. But yeah, a few months' time, I think I'll get the pod out again. I was just having a little bit of a break from it, but it's always there,
Yeah.
which is nice. It's a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. That would be nice in the summer, wouldn't it? When it's really hot.
It's like a
Or is it too?
little paddling pool. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's nice.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. So your Instagram name is Cornish Vegan Sarah. So we've
Yes.
established that you're Cornish. Tell us about the vegan bit.
The vegan bit. So I've been vegan for 5 years, but I've been dairy intolerant for 10 years.
Oh,
So
only
that
10 years.
was dairy intolerant for 10
Oh.
years, but vegan for five.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, the dairy free was just since having my sun eczema flare up, and it just never went away.
Oh, wow.
So sort of halfway there with eating lots of vegan options, and then just was out shopping in like one of our local towns one day, and there was sort of like a protest happening, and everybody I was with does that usual, oh God, go on, walk away, walk away, because they're like coming up to people handing things out. And it was like, no. And I got cornered by this one lady, and she was doing the whole meat is murder and all the rest of it. And I sort of went, oh, okay. And I was like, I'll be nice. Like, I'm not going to tell you to go away. Like, I just, and I was like, well, I dare, like, I am dairy free. And then she went, oh, but there's more to it than that. And I didn't want to like stand there and have it all thrown at me. So I just politely took these like little leaflets. I was like, I'll listen, you know, I'll just listen and go, oh yeah, thanks, and like take them home, and then just have no intention of
Yeah,
looking at them. Just sort of be
we've all
polite
done
and
it.
walk away. Yeah. And then I think there was just one morning I was sat here like a little bit bored, and they were still on the side, and I was like, oh yeah, they got a few links on there. I'm gonna, once you do that, it's just boom.
Yeah,
It was proper. You
down the rabbit
see,
hole.
it was how it affects the environment, how animals are treated, and just thought process from other people. And I think once you, yeah, once you see that and know that, you can't unknow that.
No.
So then it was literally, I was just looking at everything in my fridge, like, oh my God, like, what am I going to do with that now? I was like, I can't eat that now. So
Yeah.
then it was just a gradual, yeah, start giving things up, because, yeah, just to know that stuff and then to continue. It's just, yeah, some people do, some people know it and they continue, but just, you can't unsee some stuff.
No.
We continue to see it. We continue to watch it and just torture ourselves, don't we?
Oh no.
Yeah, that's true. So was that like Peter or someone like
I
that,
have no
one of those
idea. I don't
groups?
know if it was just like a local group of people. They looked very gothicky and angry, so that's why people were just a bit like walk away. Like they had these massive like ah signs, and I just carried on walking, and this lady started walking towards me, and I was like, oh, it's too late now. Like I've made eye
Yeah,
contact. I'm like,
that's
oh
it. It's like when you get the
no.
charity people in the street, isn't it? Just don't make eye
Yeah.
contact and then
Yeah.
you're fine. But
Yeah.
okay. So
Oh,
that's
everyone I was with
interesting.
carried on walking, just left me
Just
on my
left you.
own.
And now look.
I know.
It's interesting because we've had Carry On and a couple of other people who do like street activism, and we had Marlon on recently as well. And you get that side of it where, you know, they talk to people and you kind of hope that you sort of plant that seed and they take it on, do exactly like you did, and you're like living proof that street activism can work.
It does work.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, like
Yeah.
you think out of that whole day, if everybody said, oh, you know, go on, go away, I'm not listening to you, or took the links and chucked them away, like if they got through to me, like did they get through to anybody else? And if they didn't, and it was just me, then like, you know, it does work.
Yeah, we're still a win, isn't it? Still a win.
Exactly.
Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Okay. Now, I think you mentioned to me, you sent a message to us before, didn't you, about saying that your son is vegan as well. I
Yes.
think. Yes.
He's 12.
Ah, awesome.
How's he finding that?
He's smashing it. He's been vegan for 2 years now, and he was like me, like couldn't have dairy. I'm not sure if it's like a hereditary thing, but he just gets awful upset stomach and sort of like headaches and everything. So he was dairy free for a few years, and then yeah, it was funny. Like he came to Tesco's with me and we was just picking out different things and he went, oh, Mum, you've picked up real sausages there. And I went, no, I haven't. And he went, no, they said, and I said, you read it. And he went, well, they look, if it, he said, they look real. And then he was like, well, hang on, we're in the meat aisle. And I was in like the little vegan bit at the end. And I said, no, I said, you look at all of this. I said, that's vegan bacon, vegan chicken, vegan meat. And he was looking at it all and he was like, well, why isn't everybody eating this? And I was like, yeah, you're
Great
10 and
question.
you've just
Great
asked me, like,
question.
well, why isn't everybody eating this? This, thank you. I no, I think he looked at my shopping and what I was eating over time and he was like, oh, that's completely vegan, that's not meat, and I can eat that, and like that's not got cheese in it. I said no. I said, and he was just trying bits here and there, and then he was just sat here one day eating his breakfast, and he went, "Mum, don't think I want to eat animals anymore." And I thought, you said animals. You didn't say meat. You said animals.
Fantastic.
And I was like, oh,
Here
and
we
yep,
go.
he's not slipped. He's like, he's
That's
just ever
incredible.
since he's just he got really sad the other week when he ate sweets by accident and they had gelatine in them. I said, don't
Yeah.
worry. I
Wow.
said, we've all done that.
Yes,
And
definitely.
yeah. And like, he's not 100% vegan. The only thing he will eat is eggs, but not actual eggs to look at, because I think it's a texture thing. He doesn't like them. But if something was to contain egg, because you don't
Oh,
see
okay.
it, like, so like, I've got nieces that are dairy free. So, like, at their birthday party, they always say, oh, look, we've got dairy free cake. And I don't eat it because it's got the egg in it, but he'll eat it because it's cake. But
Okay, that
that's
makes
like
sense.
the only thing that it's. But yeah,
Wow.
he eats all sorts. Like he is really good.
That's good. That's really good. So
Yeah.
does he go to school? Is he homeschooled? What's the
Yeah, no, he's secondary school. Yeah.
How does he
Yeah,
get
he
on at
has.
school?
So he has packed lunches that we make.
Yeah.
So yeah, but yeah, he just has things like vegan ham sandwiches or vegan sausage rolls, like cereal bars, fruit, crisps. Like we know, we all know there is out there, isn't it? Like the snacks, we know.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a completely vegan like biscuit barrel thing in our house. So we don't have separate biscuits that are non-vegan or like, you know, it is just everything's and everybody eats it because a biscuit is a biscuit, whether you're vegan or not. It's
Yeah.
still yummy.
Yeah.
So we just everything, all the biscuits are vegan and everybody eats them. So
Excellent. Okay. And he doesn't get any sort of no one picks on him for being vegan or anything like that. Has he got any other vegan friends of his age?
not,
That's quite a key thing,
he
isn't it?
doesn't. No, he seems to be the only one. Yeah.
Wow, the only vegan in the
But
village.
he is, bless him. I don't know if he's the only vegan in the whole school. I don't know. There might be
Wow.
veggies, but
Yeah.
I think, yeah, being a 12-year-old vegan is not like a common thing.
That's
But
incredible, though.
his friends are all lovely, like near
Okay.
birthdays and stuff. Like, you know, they buy him like candy kittens or like free from chocolate. Like they're really good. Like
Oh.
the parents are really like, you have to get. Yeah. And like we've had like party food here, and we've had like vegan pizza, vegan chicken nuggets. I don't tend to cook. I might cook one thing of like sausage rolls, normal ones, and think, no, but they all eat. They all eat and they go, oh, these are actually vegan chicken. And I think, yes, like it's, newsflash, it's not going to kill you. It doesn't
Yeah.
taste horrible.
As he said, why isn't everyone eating this?
And I
Yeah.
know. No, people are pleasantly surprised. Like I've just had my birthday and the blue tits went all out and made like vegan birthday cake, vegan food, and it was just an entire vegan spread on the table.
Oh,
Nothing was non-vegan.
that's good.
And I think, well, I'm the only one with preferences, so like they didn't have to go to all that effort for me. But
Yeah.
one of them said she just could not get how much food there was there. She said like the choice for,
Fantastic.
like she said, I'm pleasantly surprised, and everyone said like how nice the cake was. So it's opening people's eyes, I think.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's it.
definitely.
Just almost like we're making a difference.
We are.
That's it.
Slowly but surely.
Well, if someone's issue
Yeah.
is, oh yeah, but what do you eat? We've all been asked that question. What do you eat? What do you eat? And if they can see that you can still celebrate a birthday with a decent sized picnic, then maybe that's a barrier that's to
Exactly.
somebody who's always thought, oh, I could never go vegan.
Yeah, I think I've been asked before, like, oh, what's the one thing you really miss being vegan?
Oh God, I'm
And I
sick of
think,
that
well,
question.
give me an example, because I can't think of anything. Like, if they think of something that's like really dairy or really meaty, like, I'm telling you, there's an alternative out there. Yeah. Like, I think my one thing a while ago was, oh, I thought, oh, I haven't had a decent, like, cream tea. And then I found like a local donkey sanctuary. The cafe was fully vegan and they did cream teas and it was
No.
proper jam and cream going. And I, oh my God, I bit into it and I could have cried. It was just the nuts. It's like, oh my God, you've done it. Like the cream. I was just like, this is so nice. So
Wow.
it's there.
Oh,
It's out there
fantastic.
to be
So
found.
you're in Cornwall. Is that jam and then cream or cream and then jam?
Jam and cream.
Jam first. So scone,
Yes.
butter, jam, cream.
Butter?
Not butter.
Oh,
I would have butter.
no. No.
No?
Scone, jam, cream. Maybe
Oh, okay.
butter. Oh,
I definitely
gold.
have
The
butter.
butter is in it, not on it.
Okay. Point
No.
taken. No, I would always have jam and then cream. Yeah. Wes, over to you. For our northern correspondent.
Oh,
You
I
don't have
don't
cream
know.
up north, do
I still call it a bread roll and get my head bitten off, Athena.
you?
I
Excellent.
don't, I can't even remember what I do. I think I go cream first, to be honest. I think I
Oh
might go
no,
cream first.
weird.
Yeah,
Weird.
but it's each to their own.
Yeah, true.
It all tastes good.
It all goes
And
down the same hole.
then
Ends up in the sea. Ends up in
oh
the
yeah,
sea.
and Sarah swims in it. So
Oh.
Sarah,
so after you'd gone vegan then, what was like the biggest struggle that you found over those 5 years?
It's finding things you like, because not everything tastes. I think you think you want it to taste exactly like what it is, and like things like sometimes it's not, and it's like it tastes like vegan bacon. I like it. It tastes nice, but it doesn't taste like real bacon. But
Nope.
you just sort of
Yeah.
learn to, I think you just learn to adapt. You have different taste buds and you think, you just start trying different things, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think the struggle when I was like just dairy free was that vegan cheese 10 years ago was horrendous.
Yeah.
Like, so because I still ate meat at the time, I just ate more meat to compensate for not. So, like, I couldn't have a cheese sandwich, I would just have a ham sandwich. And then when I cut back on that, I was like, well, now what am I going to have? Like, I'm really restricting myself now. And then I thought, you're just going to have to give vegan cheese another try. And then I think that 5 years later, it made a huge difference. Like
Yeah.
different brands were coming out,
Yes.
and like, they'd just perfected things a bit better. There was different flavor cheeses out there. They didn't all quite taste so funny. And
definitely more easily available as well. You can get it in any supermarket, can't you? It's
Like
there's
before
always
you
at
might have
least
to
one
go
option.
to before you might have had to go to like special shops or like the health food shops years ago. Like just soy milk now, like you think that's really cheap, but years ago you'd have to go to a special shop for that.
That must well, I'm
Petrol
making an
shop.
assumption, but that must have been hard for you in Cornwall as or somewhere that's not as as developed as Northampton. That sounds ridiculous
We
because
are. We're
Northampton's a
behind
hole,
the.
but
We're behind the times in Cornwall, definitely. But yeah, I just remember like certain supermarkets having, they'd be like, oh yeah, like there is vegan cheese, and it's like it's one type, and it's like, oh, okay. And when I first became intolerant to dairy, and they say, look, you can have like soy alternatives, soy yogurt, soy, like. Because I then went everything soy, my body had this thing a few weeks later where I was ill again and I had to go back and have like intolerance testing. And
Joy.
she went, oh, you're now intolerant to soy. And she
No,
said, it's
I'm
where,
off
she
it.
said, it's where your body never needed soy before because you never
Ah,
thought to
yeah.
have it. Then all of a sudden it's having it all. It was like, whoa, what's going on? So
Oh,
she said,
yeah.
you probably will tone down a little bit. And like now I can eat it and it's fine. But trying to find dairy free and soy free a while ago was really difficult
Yeah.
because everything like vegan cheese like had an
Yeah.
element of soy in it.
Even tofu and well, obviously tofu because that's just soy in it, but all of that stuff, yeah. Jeez.
But like yogurts, butter,
Yeah.
and like even some bread has got soy in it because they were
Yeah.
saying the way flour is milled now, it loses a lot of its nutritional value, so they add soy
What?
to flour to make it more nutritional.
I
So
didn't know that.
even certain, so even certain bread has got soy in it.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I only know that because I'm only nodding because I've seen it on the label. I've seen it on the thing in the back.
Well, that's funny.
But
So
luckily
all the
that's not an
people who
issue
say
now. I
no. Sorry, go on.
like I no, just saying luckily it's not an issue now. Like I can eat soy and it's fine. I think my body, I never had any reason to eat soy when I could have dairy. Like, or I probably had little amounts where it's contained in things, but
Yeah.
not like your full diet. So
No.
then, yeah, body
Yeah,
just freaked out a little bit.
that's a big change, isn't it? All of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say all the people
No.
who say, oh, yeah, if you're vegan, you must be eating soy, which gives you, well, for me, in ways, gives you man boobs and all that sort of thing. And yet they're
Well,
eating it
yeah.
anyway because it's in their bread.
Exactly.
Just
Yeah.
proves what nonsense it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so when you went vegan then, what did your friends and family think about that?
So, like, my mum and my nieces, they're all dairy intolerant. So I think it was sort of, yeah, I don't know, we just got a really strange family where none of us can eat it. I
That's
don't know whether
mad.
it's hereditary, but I think a lot of the population
Well, about two
can't
thirds of
have it
the
anyway.
world's population is intolerant to dairy, isn't it?
Because
Something
you
like that.
shouldn't be eating it. That's
Yeah.
basically why, isn't it? Like,
Yeah,
we shouldn't
exactly.
be eating it. But no, like, like, I think every Christmas, birthday, there's always been like a free from option
Wow.
because they've, so like, my mum's always made like a trifle and she's tried to do it free from. And there's always been options and like, friends. Like, well, I say like the blue tits, like they're just amazing. Like they're so, they just, yeah, like cater to you. And like every time there's a birthday, they're always like, oh, are you going? Because we'll make sure the cake's vegan. Or there was
Brilliant.
one day where they didn't think I was coming. I came at short notice and she was like, oh, I'm really sorry. She went, the cake's not vegan. I said, but it's not even my cake. It's somebody else. And she said, but we want to feel, and she went, I quickly made some flapjacks for you. So it's like, oh, you didn't
What?
even,
Oh,
like,
wow.
they're so awesome. They're just cute.
That's
I love
lovely.
them.
Oh.
And like family have been a bit like hit and miss sometimes. Like at Christmas time, like my dad still tried to give me like a tin of Quality Street before. I'm like, can't eat it, remember? And he's like, oh, okay. And then the next year it was like, he might have got something else. And I was like, oh, you get in there. And like
Yeah.
now he's got it. Like he gets the right chocolates and the right. So it took a while. But and like things like the in-laws, like in the summer, like we've had barbecues and stuff, and they're like, oh, did you bring your own stuff down? And I go, yeah, like I've brung my own. And then they're like, oh, you would just put it on that side. And I'm like,
No, no,
yeah,
no, 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 no.
because your stuff spits on my stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
Using
or I
the
say, like, oh,
same.
can you cook mine? Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
Using the
And I'm
same
like,
implements.
no.
Oh, no. Ugh.
No. Or like, I'll say, can I cook mine first? And
Yes.
then it's done. Then you, and it's like, yeah, they're sort of like they're already cooking stuff. And they're like, oh, I'll just put yours next to it. And I'm like, oh, no,
No,
I don't want to,
thanks.
no.
No.
So sometimes I take down like my own little disposable barbecue, or we're down there having a barbecue, but my stuff's been cooked in the oven inside, and then I bring it back out.
At least you know it's cooked properly as well, then.
Yeah. And like I've had friends going, oh, well, we was gonna have a barbecue, but we didn't know what to do. Like, we didn't want to leave you out and like not invite you. And I was like, you can still invite me. Like, I can bring my own stuff, my own barbecue, and
Yeah.
or I can just come down and not eat. But like they get a bit like, oh, well, we didn't know like what to do. But yeah, I think
Yeah.
they know it's not just, you know, Sarah's not going through a random phase. This is life
It's not a
now. Like, you
fad.
just maybe they thought after a year or two they'd be like, oh, she's just gonna, no,
She'll
she's
have
on
had
the
enough
sick
by then.
diet. No, it's not. Yeah. It's like, no, this is my life. Like, people, yeah, you just accept it now. It's a lifestyle, it's not a diet.
Yeah, that's it. That's funny.
I think that's the difference, isn't it? Like, people say like plant-based or vegan. Like, when people say that they want to eat more plant foods, they're doing it for health reasons, dietary.
Yeah.
Like, if you're vegan, it's more environmental, animal. It's everything, isn't it? Down
Yeah.
to, you know, what your pillows are stuffed with or what you
Oh
wear on your
yeah.
feet. And yeah.
Yeah, all
No,
of
definitely.
that. So with you, obviously you've got your lactose intolerance stuff as well, but did you notice any like physical or mental changes after you made the change?
Giving up dairy, obviously, like my eczema had completely gone away, so I was happier and a bit more like, you know, not so down about my appearance and stuff. But half a stone just vanished within a couple of
Wow.
weeks of not having dairy. And I think it's the fat content in chocolate and cheese, like as soon as you're not having it, just fell off me. But I cannot get over how much energy I have all the time. Like,
Yeah.
it's just mad. Like, I don't remember ever having this. I'm just literally beans. Like, I'm just full of them all the time. Like, I don't seem to, I don't seem to sit still. I'm just a constant, I don't remember being, and like, you'd think as you'd get older and have kids, you might have a bit more like less energy. I seem to have got to the point where I'm like the most active and healthiest
Wow.
I have ever been.
That's
Like,
amazing.
yeah.
That
And like, mentally, I think I'm just more opinionated. People maybe don't
is
like me as
amazing,
well.
yeah.
I seem to speak my mind a bit more and be like, no, but that was going to happen.
I like that though.
Yeah.
That's
You just have different, you have different thoughts on things like as vegan then, don't you?
yeah.
So I think you just seem a bit more
Yes.
argumentative.
Yeah, and I
Yeah.
think yeah, you I don't think I've ever done anything else where I've spent as much time looking into it or reading about it or anything like that. So then you feel like you're informed enough to be able to give an opinion, because before, certainly for me, it would be like, well, I don't think that's right, but I'm no expert, so I'm
Yeah.
just going to keep quiet.
I think like non-vegans, if they're to like ask a question, they expect you to not have a comeback with anything. But
Yes.
we always do, because we know it. So we come back and go, oh no, actually, it's because of this. And then I've just had, oh God, you've always got an answer. And it's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Like,
You flip it around and we could ask them questions, but they wouldn't have an answer. They'd have some nonsense
but bacon though.
thing that they've heard. But bacon.
But
What about a desert? What if you're on a desert island?
oh God, there's always that. Why are we always
There's
on a
always
desert
that one.
island?
I
Yeah.
was talking
Why are
with
we always like deficient in something?
yes. I was talking with my
I
friend recently. He was telling me that he and his wife had been to a farm and spent some time giving foster some lambs. And I was like, ah, yeah. And then you'll be eating them at Easter as well, won't you? And he was like, no, no, no,
Oh,
don't say it like that. And I was like, what do you think
no. What
they're breeding
are you
lambs
doing
for then?
then?
It's just, yeah. What do you think
Yeah.
they're breeding lambs for? Can't come back with
I
that.
had a friend the other day saying that her all of her family are veggie, but they're cattle farmers. And I was like, how does that work then? And she
Yeah.
went, oh, and they feel so sad about it. I'm like,
Oh, do they?
well,
Why do they do
yeah,
it then?
okay, they don't eat it, but they're still making money off that industry. So
Yeah.
yeah, they don't feel right eating it, but they don't feel bad making their money from it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the hypocrisy right there, isn't it? This is a key bingo question. So where do you get your protein and other nutrients?
Asda.
Oh,
I go to Asda and I buy it like everybody else. It just doesn't come from the same things. There's
that.
more food to life than animals. Like, it's in other
Yes.
things. People just need to read the packets on stuff. I take vitamins. I have like a daily vitamin, which has got everything in it. And then I have extra ones, one that helps like boost circulation, just for sort of getting out of the sea, getting
Oh
cold
yeah.
because of my hands and feet. And then sea water, it wrecks your hair and your skin, so then I take like an extra vitamin for that. But Nooch, get my protein from Nooch if it's in that, but you get vitamins from that, take
Yeah,
protein
you get your B12
shakes.
from Nooch, don't you?
Yeah, good
Yeah.
old Nooch.
You can't beat it. You can't beat it. Awesome. That's good.
Can't be 12 it.
Oh, very good. I didn't know
Sorry.
seawater was bad for skin and hair. I mean, obviously, hair is not really an issue for me always, but not good for your
I
skin
think it's
either.
just the sea salt.
Salt dries it
Oh,
out,
I think
doesn't
it's
it?
good for your.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good for like my eczema a while back, but it's more just the constantly being cold, not the skin so much,
Oh,
but I
yeah.
think the hair, like it was just wrecking it. Like sea salt just dries it out.
Okay. So I just have a little beard net and then I'll be all right.
Every now and then I have to
Oh.
wear my swimming cap, but I
Oh,
hate it because
right.
it's a yellow one and I
Yeah.
look like a just a bald light bulb when I wear it, so I don't like it. I'm nice and visible in the sea, but it's just not
Yes.
pretty.
Important if you're going by
No.
yourself, especially, I would have thought as well.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
definitely.
Okay.
Although cold water is supposed to be good for your hair, isn't it, as well? Just cold water on its
Yes.
own is supposed to be really good for your skin and your hair.
Yeah.
Not that I noticed that when I was doing cold water stuff,
Oh,
because I
yeah,
don't
you
have any
used to
hair.
do cold water
But
showers, didn't you?
yeah, I need to get back to it.
Oh.
I just haven't got around to it yet. I will.
They are good for
Keep
you.
thinking about it. They're amazing. They are amazing.
Yeah.
I'll take your word
it. There's nothing better than a hunk of prime Labrador steak, wonderfully marbled. And that is almost entirely dependent on how it's produced. Elwood's Organic Dog Meat has complete control of this entire journey. So I'm here at Elwood's Farm to find out a little more about it.
Welcome to Elwood Farms.
Thank you very much, Elwood.
I hear you do a bit of barbecuing.
I do a little bit of barbecuing every now and then, yes.
From a chef's point of view, consistency is key for everything.
It doesn't matter if it's a Rottweiler ribeye, a Pyrenees mince, or a lab sirloin.
You can always tell when the dog comes from a place where it was well reared. And every step has to be right, doesn't it? Oh, you should see these guys. So, from an Elwood's point of view, there's complete traceability.
Absolutely, unrivaled traceability, so it's fine.
Every single piece of dog meat.
Yeah, from pup to farmer's market.
Everything the dog's been fed.
Everything about it.
For each dog.
Yeah, only Marks and Spencer's and Whole Foods do this.
Where else can people order from?
From ElwoodDogMeat.com. That's ELWOOD DogMeat.com.
For top quality meat from dogs for people. Meat that's local, sustainable, and humanely harvested. there's only Elwood's organic dog meat.
They seem pretty friendly, don't they? They're more responsive to me than my kids, to be honest.
This episode is supported by V-Gums.
V-Gums is a plant-based, eco-friendly gummy supplement brand which is perfect for the whole family.
V-Gums are vegan, gluten-free and made with natural flavours.
And we have a unique discount code for How I Vegan podcast listeners. You can get 20% off any one-time purchase or your first subscription order.
Just enter the code HOW20 at the checkout to claim your discount.
Head to vegums.com for more details.
That's vegums.com. So what's the best thing about being vegan?
Feeling smug that you're just not a twat.
Yes, I like that.
That's like happy and grateful that your eyes have been opened to these things that you cannot unsee. Yes. And just having the community, like social media community, like seeing what other people eat, suggestions, like it's just so lovely. I don't think the non-vegans have that. Like,
I got right my plate.
Oh my god, that disgusts. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh my god, they all look like sick. Why do they all look like sick?
It's all just like, and it's beige.
It's all beige. It's all beige. Yeah, that's it. That's a good word. It's all beige. Yeah. Oh dear, that's funny. Okay.
It's gone. I think, one of the best things is just knowing that you're doing this thing for, you know, the planet, your health, the animals. You're just doing your bit, aren't you?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sarah, how big is that mug, or are you really small? Because that looks, is that like a 2-pint mug?
It's bigger than my head. No, it's not one of those. It's not one of those like Sports Direct mugs. I think I just have a little head.
Sorry. Okay, good. All right. So, favorite vegan product at the moment?
At the moment, I'm obsessed with Oggs, like liquid egg. You know, like the stuff that's like batter, and you can add it to like cake mix. You can make Yorkshire puddings with it. But if you stick it in a frying pan with like a vegetable stock cube, and like kind of scramble it about, it makes like a scrambled egg. So I had it for dinner this evening. I had like an eggless fried rice.
Oh,
it's so good. I'm obsessed with it because it's just so easy, because it's just in a bottle. I don't have to weigh stuff out, mix it. I just literally pour it in. It does its thing.
Oh
yeah. And then it just stays in your fridge. It's great.
Wow.
That is like, that's my favorite. Yeah. And smoked tofu, I think, is my favorite at the moment.
Yeah. Because you get
people buy like plain and they add their own things to it or they marinate it, and I haven't got the skills to make it yummy. I think I would just mess it up. Whereas the smoked, it's done for me, and it's just, I haven't got to do anything to it. It's just nice. It's just easy. So yeah, tofu and fake egg. And then for like my runs and swims to get the energy, it's just all the vegan sweeties.
Oh, basically. Yes. Okay. Yeah. You mentioned candy kittens and stuff like that, I guess. Just for, is it just for the sugar? Are they, I don't know if candy kittens are any good, but yeah.
Yeah. Like Skittles. For me, it's Skittles.
Oh, yeah.
Skittles for the win.
Yeah. It was great when we found out that they're vegan. We were like, what? We just assumed that they had gelatin in or something. That was amazing.
And every type of Skittle. So you can get the green bag, the red bag, the pink bag, the blue. Like, you can just, there's so many.
Mix it up.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, Skittles and fruit pastels. That was a great day.
Fruit pastels. Yeah. Because
I used to love the jelly babies. That's when you mentioned earlier on about what do you miss? And I don't really miss them because I'm not a kid, but I used to enjoy, and it was no good for me because I'd just get a big box of jelly babies and eat them all.
It's more like the nostalgia feeling, like when you had them as a kid.
That's exactly it. But since fruit pastels became vegan, and you've got Skittles, I don't need jelly babies, so I wouldn't I miss them. So
there's loads of other sweets out there, and
that's it.
There's like is it that Doisy and Dan brand? Like they do like chocolate peanuts, and they do like ones that look like Skittles. No, not Skittles. Like Smarties. They do like a vegan Smartie. And I had them the other day from my local like refill shop that do deliveries. They do like refillable, like plastic free options for like Doisy and Dan, but they're so expensive. So I probably get like 50 grams at a time because it's so expensive. But they started doing vegan mini eggs and they are so nice. They're a little bit like hard, they're a bit harder, but they're nice.
Oh,
yeah. I just wish I hid them. Because then the whole house knew about them, and I was like, "But you, like, the non-vegans, you can buy your eggs for like a pound in Tesco." It's like mine cost like £3 for 50 grams or something. They lasted 2 minutes.
Oh dear, oh dear. One of our issues with our local refill shop is that it's considerably more expensive than going to Tesco. We'd love to do it, but it's so expensive.
Yeah. And it's like you shouldn't be penalised for wanting to.
Exactly. You're trying to save plastic. You're trying to save packaging, processing, and reusing stuff.
If it is less packaging, then why are you paying more?
Expensive?
Because they say, don't they, that when you buy a bottle of water, you actually, you're not paying for the water, you're paying for the bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. No.
It's so frustrating because we want to do it, and the lady who runs our local one in Wellingborough posted on the, I think it was, I don't know, Kettering Vegans, Veggies and Vegans or North Ants Vegans or whatever, and said, you know, she's really noticed a drop in custom and all that kind of thing. Yeah. And people were saying, it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
And there's no fault of hers as the shop owner. It's, that's
like,
you know,
the lack of people going in spending the money. They can't afford to.
No,
that's what happened with one of ours, like our local one. It closed down, and then we've had another one open up, but they don't do everything refill. Like, they're a bit like a greengrocer and do organic-y things, and then they have a really small sort of refill selection. They've got other things to make their money with.
Yes, but it's not their only USP. Yeah,
no. But the ones that I get from are like a mobile van. It's what they're called. I'll do a little shout out to them just because they are hilarious. They're called Incredible Bulk.
Nice.
And I think it's like husband and wife. They're so lovely, and they just do like, they do like pit stops. So they'll have their little calendar for the month, and they're like, these are van days, where the van's going to be here for 2 hours. You bring your tubs, like a little mobile shop.
Oh, magic.
Or
have delivery dates. So then, like, my area is like a certain day for them. So, like, once a month, I can get plastic-free food shopping delivered. And as long as it's over £10, which is always going to be. But I just think, yeah, once a month, I stock up on, like, you know, the rice, the pasta.
Mm. Oh,
brilliant. Yeah. But, yeah, it's nice to have those options because I think... Mm. Some people can't get to a refill shop, like, because you're having to carry all the tubs there, carry it back, or there's none in their area. So to have an option where you can just
Have it delivered. They come to you pretty much,
They're so nice. Like, I leave in the notes. If I'm not home, stick it on my back doorstep. And because it's the same people and they know me, they bang on my window and go, oh, you're right. Like, if I'm in, and then sometimes they just message me and they go, it's in your garden. So,
brilliant.
So it's not an excuse, like, for some people to go, I can't do it, because it's just made so accessible the way they do it.
That's good. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to anybody that came to you and said they wanted to go vegan?
to maybe do it gradually. Like, do it in, like, don't do it all in one go. I know some people that have, like, sort of gone vegan overnight, but you might maybe slip up and start missing something and go back to it. But, you know, give it a week of not having one thing. And then if you think, oh, I don't miss that anymore, like, then go on to another thing. Like, I didn't wake up one day and just go, you know, oh, like, I'm just gonna completely, I think because I was halfway there.
Yeah.
Like, with the dairy, there wasn't sort of, and then it was a holiday that I'd gone on. And I decided to have, like, the vegan burger because it had obviously vegan cheese in it. And I thought, oh, this is actually really nice. And then it had got 3-4 days into the holiday. And I thought, oh, do you know what? That day I'd eaten one thing. And I think, you know, it got to 3-4 days. And I thought, oh, I've not actually eaten any meat. And I did that without realizing. And I thought, I'll keep going, see what happens. And I was just eating fish and egg for a while. So on the days that I wanted meat, it would probably be like I was having tuna or something. And then it was like COVID, like lockdown. And then I got in, I think it might have been the shortages of like food shopping. I then bought like an egg-free alternative for baking. And I started baking without egg. And I was like, okay, well, that's it. And then the last thing to go was the fish. So I did it in stages. And I think you've then built up like habits.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a really important part, isn't it? And having those, changing your cooking habits. And
yeah.
I like that.
And any advice to give to somebody is, you know, if you try something vegan and you don't like it, it doesn't mean like, oh, never have that again, or that's not going to work. Like, give it time. Or, you know, there's lots of, there's more variety out there now. Like, you could try a different brand of cheese, couldn't you? Or a different type of vegan ham. You find what works for you. Or, I think the advice is just to experiment with, you know, many different things, and don't limit yourself.
That's a key one. Yeah, and it's, people think being vegan is really limiting because you're not eating meat and dairy, but there's so much other stuff that, there's stuff that I eat now that I would never have dreamed of eating before.
Yeah.
Not even close.
No, absolutely people think incredible. People think you're restricted or limited by choosing to not have these certain things. But I think, well, you're the one there, you know, eating the same pizza every night or eating the same. Yeah. And I think, well, you know, they go out and they're like, oh, I'll have a chicken burger. And I'm like, yeah, how original is that? Like, just, oh, I've been at lunch. I've been at work having my lunch. And like one of my clients has gone, oh, what have you got for lunch today? And she's like, oh, do you eat something different every time I see you? Like, brilliant. They always seem really surprised. And it's like, oh, yeah.
We don't just eat lettuce.
We don't just eat cardboard and grass. No.
Excellent.
I still like saying it, though. I do still like saying, what you got today? I'm just eating cardboard and grass. A bit of tree bark.
I'll put some salt on it today, though. A bit of nooch. Yeah. Oh, that's good. All right. Okay. Who's your vegan inspiration?
Don't think I have anyone in particular, but I think it's just the whole social media. Just inspiring to see like other people that have the same thought process as you, like what we think is wrong. And then they're like, yeah, totally. And it's like, it's just inspiring that you're like, oh, someone thinks the same way that I do.
Yes.
Yes. And just inspiring that my son at 10 years old was like, animals, why are people doing this? And I'm like, thank you. That little light bulb has gone off in your head.
You do listen. Yeah.
You do.
So why don't you pick up your washing?
But that's what I'd be saying to myself. Like, just inspiration that, you know, people's eyes are slowly opening, aren't they?
I think. Yes.
Coming round to it.
That's very true. We're getting there. Slowly. Okay.
So do you have a favourite vegan venue, restaurant, that sort of thing that you that maybe you frequent regularly or you would like to more often?
So Cornwall's not like the greatest. Like we have a lot of chains. Like there is independent shops and there's not a lot of like solely vegan places. Like when I do find them, I'd like to go in and support them.
Mm.
But you don't get a lot of like, no, it's just, it's great. Like I am grateful for the ones that are around here. Falmouth in Cornwall is it's a very Airbnb holiday place. So I think it's, yeah, it's annoying. Like it's a, like the whole second home thing, but the way their cafes are, like there seems to be more, like there's one or two vegan ones and there's like one that's like vegan and veggie. So I've gone to them for like a few meals and like, yeah. Then and like there's a few like health food shops that are really nice. Like they've got like a little veggie cafe, and on the way to Falmouth is where the Donkey Sanctuary is, which has got vegan cafe. So yeah.
What's the name of the Donkey Sanctuary? Let's give them a shout out.
The Fleeker Donkey Sanctuary.
They're
very lovely. Yeah. My son, he loves going there just because, you know, we both can go into a cafe, order something, and we don't have to check or ask. It's just completely vegan. Mm-hmm. Everything on that menu. And, like, there's 10 plus different types of cake. It's just, it's awesome. And his Christmas present, I adopted him a donkey called Bertie. So we go down there, visit Bertie, eat our afternoon cream teas.
Aww.
Yeah, we like Bertie.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's good. Good old Bertie. Okay. All right. Amazingly, we're at the final question, can you believe? Do you have hope for the future?
Hope that I think just the whole like not being penalized and having to pay more for vegan food, refill food, plastic free food, like, you know, you're wanting to do it to save the packaging, not exploit animals and do your bit for the planet, but because you feel that way, it's like things cost 10 times more. So I think in like hopes for the future is that kind of thing is more accessible and it will just come down in price, that like there will be more refill shops around. Like it's sad that some of them are closing down, but I think, you know, hopefully every town would get one and be more accessible, or like supermarkets in general, just having more plastic free options, like the loose fruit and veg. Like not every supermarket is still like that. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Like you go to one and they just, nothing's loose at all. It's all, and then you get some, which are great. So.
No, our local Tesco, you cannot get any type of lettuce that isn't sealed in plastic.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
No. And things like in the summer, I've noticed like when I wanted to eat like cucumbers more, because I don't really eat them this time of year, like it's really hard to find one that's not covered in cling film.
Yeah.
I think there was only two shops that I'd found a naked cucumber, and like they were farm shops, and I had to pay like nearly £2. And I was like, it's in Tesco's for like 50-60p and it's covered in cling film, and it's like, yeah.
Oh,
so it's just things like that. It's a little bit soul destroying, isn't it? But
yeah. It's just very frustrating.
Hopes for the future is that kind of stuff, you know, won't be an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw this week, I think it was Burger King in Germany have made their vegan burgers cheaper than the meat burgers.
Yes.
Which isn't exactly the same as cucumbers, but it's along the same lines, isn't it? And it's a start that it's surely proof that when the demand is there,
the price will come down.
The price will come down and it will make it more equal or better for people to go for the eco option.
I can't remember where it was now. It was either IKEA restaurant or Greg's or somewhere where there was a vegan sausage roll and it had more protein in it than the non-vegan sausage roll. So the whole, where does your protein come from? It's like, yeah, well, the vegan one is actually better for you.
Yeah.
We're going to Greg's for our protein.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Greg's at Asda. Fantastic. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you for joining us.
No, it's been awesome. It's been really fun.
It's been great to chat to you. Great to meet you after, I was going to say following you on Instagram. That sounds really creepy. And it's, as a middle-aged man, it's, I shouldn't be, but you know, I do like your post about your, you know, plastic-free and eco stuff and all that kind of thing. You've been doing the plastic count this week, haven't you? Is that right?
Yes.
Was that last week?
That's really... No, this is this week. Yeah. So I'm quite chuffed with myself today. My plastic count for today is 2. Which is really good. Yeah.
So 2 bits of plastic that you've used, or 2 things of plastic that you've... How does it... At what point do you count it?
You track every little bit of plastic you use. So from like a recyclable tub to like film, clean film, wrappers, it's everything. So there's like a little tally chart that they send you. And then you send your results to them at the end of the week. It's so they can see what the household is sort of using and what, you know, the main issue is. Mm. So you look at like food, you look at toiletries, you look at other items, and the biggest issue is food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like, as we've just been saying about all the wrapping and stuff. Yeah.
So like my 2 count for today was literally my post swim snacks, which were sweets and like a Trek bar.
Wow.
So it was like the wrapper. Yeah.
That's but the then only I've had plastic thing... you've used all day. That's amazing.
Yeah. And like during the week, it's things like, it's a blue tip birthday coming up. And it was when I went to write in the card, it was the film that was covering the card.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Things like that. Or where I was like, cleaning my ear, I was like, oh, my cotton buds.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, I can justify that because I've had them for months. And when I do use them up, I'll buy like an eco-friendly alternative. But it's not eco-friendly to buy plastic-free cotton buds when you've got cotton.
No, like, not when you've got loads.
Like, no. So like, yeah, my thought is to use them first, then invest in an alternative. So I'll just be cleaning my ears like mad for weeks trying to get rid of them.
Nose, ears.
But yeah, once they're gone, I'll be plastic free.
So. Amazing. I've never thought to look into that.
Once you start, I think it would just make me sad.
I just thought then, it's like you don't realise, you just take it for granted. Like you said, a birthday card comes in plastic. You don't even think about it. It's mad.
And it was things like where I was a bit unorganized with work and I didn't like make food to take with me, and I just grabbed like a packet of noodles out the cupboard and I was like, ah, it's plastic. Unorganized days, I try and buy like a tin of soup because then I think it's metal.
Yes, recyclable.
Yeah, like you still just get caught out and you think, oh, that's plastic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Easily done.
Okay.
It's food for thought, though. So, but yeah, that's something on your Instagram that I do like. Trying to be more plastic aware. Let's say that.
Definitely.
Yeah. So we try and do. What do they say in Tesco? Every little helps.
They do.
That's it. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks, Sarah, for joining us. That's been awesome.
Yeah. No worries.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheers.
Awesome. Right. She's just messaged. Let me just reply to her and then...
Oh, my God. I bloody love that. Are you dead?
Meat is murder. It made me think of Hot Fuzz.
I was just thinking of Hagrid. I'll just go on and say, I shouldn't have said that. I should not have said that.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I'm sorry.
No, I know. You're a wizard, Harry.
Right, 18th of April. I only realized the other day you declined one of the invites I sent you, and I think it's because it's Jesse's birthday, isn't it? I think I got the dates mixed up.
Ooh, for, I didn't.
11th of April.
No.
It's the, no, I know, just, isn't her birthday's the 10th, isn't it? Or is it the 12th? I get mixed up.
Her birthday is the 16th. I just don't think we've got anything planned.
I thought it was nearer.
What did I decline? What did I decline it on?
Oh, God.
Because I have to admit, I have a new email address.
What?
So, yeah, so Hotmail isn't a thing. Well, it is a thing, but I don't use it anymore. But
no,
you best
okay.
Not just send it to my work one, because that's the only one that matters anyway.
Okay. Okay, fine. We'll do.
Send it to my work one.
Okie dokes. So you're okay for the 11th, then? That's handy.
Yeah, I can't see why.
Okie dokes. And then this Monday, we've got Tom from the new film that's coming out called I Could Never Go Vegan. And we're also going to have a quick chat with Jake in the intro about his activism, because he's been out with Joey Carbstrong and Molly Elwood in the last couple of weeks. So I asked him if he'd come along and just talk to us about that briefly.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk to Tom about his new film, I Could Never Go Vegan.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's cool.
Marvelous.
Right. April 11th. God, my work phone is so slow.
Is it?
Ridiculous.
Is it one of them Nokia ones? The 3310?
No, it's just that Samsung.
Oh.
It's just old. It's just really old.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in my work calendar. Someone's
awesome. Okay. I was thinking about a vegan camp out preview episode, even though we're not going.
Okay.
Is that still a thing? Because that was a really successful episode for us last year. And I think
it would be, I don't know if it would be a bit daft doing one if we're not going.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like just saying to people.
I'll tell you what we could do. Literally what we've been doing is have maybe a chat about other things, other festivals, like Green Gathering.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yes. Say not like an announcement, but you know, we're not going this year. Just for funding and whatever else, but also, you know, me and Michelle have been looking at other ones. And there might be one in Manchester. I showed her the other day.
Oh.
And I, shit you not, I swear the ticket said 20 quid each. And we were like, let's go.
Festival?
Let's go. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it wasn't in Heaton Park. It was another park. But
just in Littleborough Park.
Not Littleborough.
Down the road apparently. From where you live. That little one.
Yeah. But yeah, might be worth just sort of having a...
Yeah.
What Michelle found out, just have a bit of a scoot round and other ones.
Yeah.
The only thing is they're not fully vegan. There's a couple that are. There's a couple down south in Surrey that are, but fucking miles away.
Yes.
Even for you, that's miles away.
Yeah. That's too far. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
I might ask
Super get a new album out and stuff, you know.
Yeah. I might ask Chloe about that, because she goes to some of them, and I'll see if there's anybody else that we know who's going to go.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be interesting. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Outro.
Good. Yes. Do you know what? I thought there was something else I wanted to bring up.
I've got a piece of corrugated cardboard with these tweezers that are really sharp.
Yeah.
And I'm just making holes in the cardboard.
Okay. Awesome.
It's like I'm doodling a hole.
Brilliant. Well, that was a great chat. Really enjoyed that.
It was lovely. Yeah. I like chats like that.
Yes.
It's good. It's what we're about. It's what we're about, and it makes me feel happy.
Makes you feel happy and warm inside, unlike swimming in the sea.
Yeah. I would like to live in Devon or Cornwall.
Oh, why is that?
Because it's just really nice down there. It's like out of the way of everyone.
Yeah.
That's what, you know, it's its own thing, isn't it? And I've only been down there a couple of times. I've been to Newquay once, and that was amazing. And I went to randomly delivered to Exeter, though it doesn't really count. But
it's still Devon.
But it's just a lovely area. It's just really nice.
Yes, so, some great countryside there. We used to go to Dawlish Warren in Devon on holiday when I was a kid. That was always happy memories there. I do wish that I lived nearer to the seaside, nearer to the coast, because I do like being near the sea. I do like walking along by the sea, not even just sitting on a beach, but I do like being near the sea. And that's something, like I said, it's a 3-hour trip each way to the coast from where I live.
Yeah.
It's not practical for a day trip, even, let alone for for a swim.
No, so, exactly.
There we go.
And where we live isn't great, but we're a couple of hours away. You know, Blackpool, Southport, those sorts of places. Yeah, but it is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sarah was Sarah, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, Sarah was lovely, and it's just nice talking to.
Nice talking to another vegan.
Talking to another vegan.
Yeah. I was.
It does my nut in about pollution. It sends me mental.
Yeah.
Yes. It gives me the full on ick. It gives me the ick that people are there. It gives me the ick that it's just acceptable. It's not acceptable, but it's accepted people accept it. That it happens.
That's what infuriates me, I think, is that the people who could stop it, let it happen.
Yeah.
They know it's happening. There's no way they don't know it's happening.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything to stop it because it would cost too much money, or they would lose their bonus or whatever.
Yeah.
I just think that's just a terrible state of affairs that we're in.
Yeah.
That money is the thing that stops people stopping shit flowing into the sea.
Yeah, yeah. And on that subject, a little bit of local news. This is completely irrelevant for anybody that doesn't live where I live.
Yeah.
But I'm going with it anyway because it is connected. So there's a piece of land just outside. No, it's inside. Where I live in is a place called Littleborough, and it's a small, very small town.
Yeah.
And just outside of that, because it's coming out of the town centre, there's a little bit of what's known as a nature reserve. It's a very tiny piece of wooded land, but it's a nature reserve. It's not to be touched. There's wild, there's deer, there's owls that live in there, all sorts of things. Well, you can guess what I'm going to say. They want to build on it.
Yeah, I was just going to say, for God's sake.
They want to build on it. So they said the only problem they see is there might be arsenic under the surface of the ground. So they're doing the tests and they're already taking the trees down. It was announced about 3 weeks ago and they're already taking the trees down, and the locals are in uproar about it.
Yes, but I think.
The council are just going, no, shit happens basically. It's crap.
Yeah, that's really poor.
Out of all the places you could build houses, don't do it there.
Yeah.
But then one thing that really winds me up, all the houses in the country that are derelict,
yeah,
that just need, instead of building more houses, why don't they go and refurb them derelict ones,
yeah,
to a livable condition and then sell them off cheap? Why don't they do that? Because it's not beneficial for them, is it? It doesn't work for them.
They're not going to make anything out of it.
Fucking winds me up.
Yeah, really, really frustrating.
Particularly when you're taking like greenbelt land out or a nature reserve, when you're just wiping those things out for your own benefit when you could be doing something else, but it doesn't benefit you, so fuck it. Sorry. Yeah. Just frustrates me.
And on that cheery note, listeners.
Now we're on the, now we're this side of the fence. All these things just piss me off.
Yeah. It is a frustration, isn't it? Because the more you learn, the more you think, we're fucked, aren't we?
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, short of somebody going down and laying under the digger, which no one around here is going to do.
No.
You know, that it's, you can't stop them. You can't stop them doing it.
No.
You can't even vote them out.
No. Very frustrating.
You're going to have to edit all this out. You're going to have to edit all this out, aren't you?
Just that last bit.
I realised as I said it, I thought, he'll have to edit. Anyway.
And on that cheery note, listener.
Yes. We can all live in hope.
Yeah. Why don't we say thank you for listening? And don't forget to tell your friends. If you like them, tell your friends if you don't like them, we don't care. Don't forget to like, rate, subscribe on your podcast platform of choice, and we'll see you next time. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Yes, and if you want to get in touch, email us at howiveganpodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, that's it.
Thanks for listening.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Oh, what a laugh. Oh, I meant to press stop recording. Oh, for fuck's
sake. Michelle.